Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Préfectures around the country are gearing up for another weekend of Gilets Jaunes action, the ninth consecutive week of demonstrations against the high cost of living in France. Bourg, the biggest commune in the Cher, is expecting large numbers of people after the city was declared a central meeting point this Saturday. The préfecture has subsequently banned all public protests in the city centre over the weekend. There is also disruption expected in Paris and other major cities across the country. The government has taken preventative measures by deploying 80,000 police and security personnel to try and avoid the worst of any possible violence. The seriousness of the government stance is apparent by this figure being almost the maximum possible in terms of security measures. The National Financial Prosecutor's Office in Paris is opening an investigation into possible corruption over awarding Tokyo the honour of hosting the 2020 Olympic Games. The president of the Japanese Olympic Committee, Tsunekazu Takeda, is being investigated for active corruption after the French Financial Crimes Office found evidence of large payments being made by the committee in charge of the Japanese bid to a bank account in Singapore. The new university clearing system Parcoursup is being given a facelift after its first year in operation. The procedure has been shortened and will work more quickly to find students their place in higher education establishments. The Minister for Higher Education has explained that it will be open for registering from January the 22nd to April the 3rd and that universities will need to respond in a shortened period between May the 15th and July the 19th. Cristiano Ronaldo is under judicial investigation for accusations of rape. The Las Vegas Police Department have petitioned the Italian authorities to obtain a DNA sample from the footballer. An American woman has made the charges based on an incident in June 2009. The Portuguese star paid the woman to sign a confidentiality agreement at the time for a sum of €325,000. Ligue 1 matches resume tonight on the 20th day of the championship. Caen take on Lille at 7 o'clock and then Lyon plays Reims at 8:45. The match tomorrow between Nîmes and Angers has been postponed. And finally, the World Handball Championship is underway as of yesterday, with matches being played in both Germany and Denmark. The French team is going up against Brazil in Berlin at 8:30 this evening. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.